And last sound check. So if you can't hear me, type in the chat. Don't unmute yourself. But I think everyone can hear me. Salud. Okay. It'd be on Elise mostly. I always pick a victim. All right. Well, I hope good to see some familiar faces and new faces. Everybody comfortable? There's like holes in the room, so feel free to get a little bit more connected. So welcome to Foundations. My name is Bree Marina de Santos. If I haven't met you before, welcome. Good to see you. And today's topic is flow. So this is a workshop style class. It does have very beginner elements to it, so have no fear, but we'll be talking about how we flow through the postures. And really what we're talking about is moving the body with grace, okay? Katie, will you do me a huge favor when you're done? Just, yeah, the blind thing. Alrighty, so we're gonna take a moment. How about we all start lying down? Lie down on your back, take a moment. Let go of whatever came before this moment. Be in the present. Just start to feel the earth beneath your body. Literally feeling your body pressing into the mat. Feel that support of the earth beneath you. I wonder if we're having a little internet connectivity issues. Bear with. And for those of you that are on Zoom, I think we might be experiencing a little bit of internet connection issues here. So if something shows up, please do type in the chat and I'll keep an eye. And in yoga, we love to set a dedication, an intention, a personal mantra, something to connect our heart space back to our practice, perhaps just having gratitude for health. Take a moment and invite these wonderful thoughts into your practice. And you're going to take a deep, delicious inhalation, filling the body, and then open your mouth and let it go. Come up to the top. Yeah, yeah. Take another deep inhale, fill those lungs, and then exhale and release. On the next inhale, inhale your hands overhead, stretch the body nice and long, point the toes and the fingers in opposite directions, and then draw your knees into your body. Give yourself a hug, and welcome to your yoga foundations. Today's topic is flow, workshop style class. Yes, we're going to keep that right knee into our body. We're going to lengthen that left leg nice and long all the way to the mat. And then we're going to wiggle those right toes. Release that ankle. Make little circles both directions, whatever makes sense. Good to see you. And then when you're ready, utilize an exhalation and draw the other knee into your body. Lengthening the opposite leg long and repeating on this side. And in a flow class, we start to connect the poses together like you're doing a beautiful dance and your breath is the music orchestrating that movement. So I want you to think about that today. We want to move the body with breath. We don't want to hold our breath ever in yoga. Maybe we have a few moments when our ears are working and our breath is holding. But we want to invite that breath and that movement back in, drawing both knees into the body yet again. And then bring the bottoms of the feet to the mat. Keep the knees pointing towards the sky. Let's do some gentle windshield wipers. Just letting the knees fall from side to side. Most importantly, you're going to inhale the knees up and let the exhales drop the knees. So only moving as fast as your breath can manage. I gave us a little bit of air in here. And this is another gentle way not only to release any tension in your lower back, but to start to make that mind-body-breath connection. Yes. Take one more delicious round, and then the knees will float to the sky. We're going to keep those feet pressing into the earth. We're going to draw those hands by our side. Press those palms into the mat. And as your palms and bottoms of your feet are pressing into the earth, make that connection and then start to lift your hips up toward the sky. Yes. Being mindful that you can breathe, that your neck doesn't feel crunched. And then as you exhale, you're going to tap your tail down to the mat and inhale, lift it yet again. Remember, inhaling and exhaling. For now, no judgment, just sort of matching your breath with the movement. Keep flowing through this moment, pressing your hands and your feet into the earth, maybe lifting your fingers and your toes here and there if that feels good, maybe walking your heels a little closer to your toe, and maybe hanging out in bridge with your hips lifted a little bit longer each time. So I want to make a few mental connections here. Your hands and your feet are touching the earth and they're really grounded and really connected, at least at some point during the movement. And that will stay true throughout your practice today. Whatever's touching the earth, make a mental connection, ground your energy in that moment. and then continue to move the body with grace. So our goal here today is not to be in a perfect vinyasa flow, but rather to move the limbs and the body parts with the breath, with ease, like a nice gentle dance, yes? One more round, we're gonna hold at the top. You're gonna shift your weight into that right foot and just slowly lift that left foot off of the mat. Maybe it reaches all the way to the sky, maybe it just hovers. Keep pressing through that foot that is grounded and keep lifting those hips a little higher. And then on an exhale, let it go. Nice. And then slowly take some windshield wipers and release any tension that you just stirred in the body. Just starting to activate the core here, waking up those abdominal muscles. Making any adjustments that your body needs. Remember, I'm only offering you suggestions today. So honor your body. We're gonna bring the knees back center. Take a moment here. Press your feet and hands into the mat. Ground your energy. And then on an inhale, slowly float everything up and exhale at the top. Shifting your weight into that opposite foot and floating that lengthened leg as high as it's in the mood to go. Keep pressing the earth away from you, nice and strong here in the body. Maybe pointing and flexing through those toes if that feels okay. And then exhale, let it go. Yes. And then windshield wiper it back one last time. We're gonna take a gentle approach to arrive back to a seated posture. So you're just gonna float over onto your left side. So just come over to your left. And then pressing the earth away from you, you're gonna come to a seated posture. Take your time. When you arrive, yogis, we're gonna bring our hands just under our thighs, maybe grabbing onto the body here as a support. Lift your toes and then maybe dropping them one by one, sort of like you're melting them into the earth. And then take a deep inhalation. As you exhale, tuck your chin around your spine, lengthen through your arms. And then inhale, take your nose to the sky like a happy cow smelling roses. And then exhale, finding your mad cat back. And keep moving your body through the flexions of the spine. Again, noticing that trend where you are matching your breath to the movement of your body. Deep inhales and deep letting go. Feeling the feet pressing into the earth, feeling that connectedness. Yes. One more round, and then we'll bring ourselves back to neutral. And then inhale your hands up to the sky. And we're just gonna practice moving the body nice and gentle. Exhale the hands down all the way to the mat. And now we're gonna move a little bit with this. If this is too much for the body today, you can hold the body and just move the arms. But if it feels okay, as the hands lift, the eyes follow. And just pretend you're like a butterfly, the most beautiful bird. One more. Yes. And on the last one, we're going to give ourselves a hug so you can thread your hands under or wrap around and just squeeze the knees. We're just going to bring our body into a nice easy pose. Maybe the legs are in pretzel, half lotus, full lotus, whatever makes sense for you. And just feel nice and comfortable here. And let's just work with those arms yet again. Inhale. I want you to feel like your arms are feathers. And exhale. And keep moving through the pose or through the movement. And this is the feeling your body should have throughout your movement today. Just this nice, light feeling. And if we can't obtain this feeling in the body today, we're going to come out of the pose. We're going to take the pose nice and easy for our body. If we ever feel like we're just pushing it too hard, like we're trying to press through a brick wall, we're going to bring ourselves back to this concept here. Just ease and movement. One more round, yogis. The hands are going to float to the sky. They're going to come into heart center. As they float up, take a moment, invite a stretch, exhale them down center. And we're going to repeat that. Press the palms together, feel that connection, just like when your palms and the bottoms of your feet were on the mat. Exhale, separate the hands back by your side, tuck your chin into chest. We're going to take that left hand a little bit off of the mat, right hand overhead, and just shake your head from side to side. Imagine that you are not in a hurry. When we practice flow, the poses might become really powerful, but the movement is so sweet, so soft, so light. And then as we float those hands through the sky like little shooting stars, just take it on the opposite side and just shake your head. And just noticing the calmness that your body is hopefully observing, and then bring everything back center. We're going to bring the hands to top of the knees, and we're just going to move the body like water, like you're stirring that green chili stew pot, right? Things only New Mexicans would understand. Notice if you're stirring that pot with too much force. It's like, you know, great grandma's touch. Nice and gentle, like you're giving your body a massage. That's what yoga really is, yes? And then switching sides when you're ready, taking it easy. One of the neatest things about your practice is just observing your own body, feeling what you're feeling, no judgment. And then we're gonna bring it back center, yogis. We're gonna take our hands and we're just gonna gently walk like a little kitty cat, little panther vibes. And then when you arrive, you're going to let your head get heavy. And every exhale, you're going to find some enjoyment in this moment. Don't overthink it. There's no wrong way. Remember, you are a dancer in your own musical here. Your breath is guiding your movement. And then with an exhalation, start to walk your fingertips towards your body yet again. We're just gonna walk our hands behind us. We're gonna draw the shoulder blades together, lift the heart, lift the nose, pretend you're sun or moon bathing. And then tuck your chin into chest. Let's get a gentle stretch through the lumbar spine all the way up. And then exhale, release. Woo! We're going to come all the way onto all four. Tabletop. Draw your hands right under your shoulders, knees about hip distance apart. Toes can be tucked or flattened, yogi's choice. And let's just wag our puppy tail, ear to shoulder each side. Maybe you start to move your body like water. Maybe you make figure eights. Maybe you dip your hips. So just so you know, there's a lot of teachers in this room today. So many teachers, I can't point one or two out. So there's a lot of inspiration. They'll start going off and doing their own thing. And that's actually brilliant, right? So when in doubt, there's a lot of inspo in the room. We're going to bring everything back center when you're ready. We're going to walk those fingertips out in front of us for a nice, gentle stretch of the body. Maybe sticking your tail high like a puppy or just stretching nice and long like a kitty. Yes. And then coming back into all four, we're going to tuck the toes. We're going to lift the knees into our first down dog, and we're going to pedal it out. Maybe we come up on high tippy toes. Maybe we just move the body, move the hips, fluctuate things around. Shake your head. Yes. Or from side to side. saying yes to the good things, no to the bad things, right? It's what we love about yoga. You can just turn it into a journal entry. And then we're going to start to walk those toes to meet the hands. Take your time. Draw your belly button into your body so your belly's not resting atop of your thighs, at least not from the inside energetically. Shift your weight on your heels and maybe just lift the toes a bit. And then drop them one by one, activating some yogi toes. Go ahead and sink a little bit lower. We're going to press from the bottoms of the feet and slowly rise like a little yogi zombie, yes? Head comes up last. Take your time. We're going to float those hands to the sky like that beautiful bird, that butterfly. And then we're going to float them back by our side, nice and calm, nice and gentle. Tucking your chin into chest as the fingers come down, relaxing the glutes, relaxing the muscles. Inhale the hands up. As the fingers reach high, the eyes may follow. And on the next one, we're going to swan dive down. So we're going to hinge at the hips, bend your knees anytime you need to, nice and slow, nice and calm. Go ahead and bring your fingertips to your ankles. Let your fingers come all the way up your shins to your knees. Feel your fingers on your legs. Exhale, roll them back down. Bend the knees. We're going to step into our first plank, yogis. And even a powerful pose like a plank can be nice and soft and gentle. We're going to drop that right knee. Shift our weight into the right hand. Let that left foot come down naturally. Left hand to the sky. As you're reaching up and pressing the mat away from you, you're causing a little opposition, but you're still finding that beauty in your body. Take that hand overhead. Let's release some of that fascia in the body. Let's invite that stretch. Maybe taking your eyes to the earth and relaxing the neck. Making a powerful pose also feel nice and relaxing. If it's in your practice today, maybe coming onto those tippy toes and maybe lifting that left foot a little higher off of the earth. If this doesn't feel stable to you, if you're not ready for this balance challenge yet in your practice, you can keep those feet grounded. And then see if you can float your limbs back to where you found them into a nice gentle plank, noticing how you're moving your body with ease, not force. And then just switching sides, no big deal. Dropping that opposite knee, right foot comes down, shifting your weight into the left hand, right hand to the sky. It's like you're painting a beautiful picture and your fingertips are the paintbrushes. Pressing the mat away from you, getting a little bit stronger in the pose. The hands start to go overhead, maybe reaching from fingertips to toes. And if it feels good, taking a little bit of a balance challenge of choice here. Stretching and lifting and releasing and relaxing. Utilizing your breath. And then exhale, float the body parts back to where you found them. Where the eyes go, the body shall follow, stepping into a gentle plank. Drop the knees, flatten the feet, lift your heart, lift your nose like a little sill on a rock. Take your tail to your heel, stretch it out like a kitty cat. One thing I love about yoga, we use a lot of animals to describe poses. And you know, animals can be ferocious, but they can also be delicate. So find that balance in your body here. Coming into all four, yogis. Tuck the toes, lift the tail, down dog, and move the body. Last week's inversion class, we talked about if your head is below heart, you start to feel a little dizzier than you want to, just take your eyes up, lift your head above your heart, look to the top of your mat, and you won't rush all of that blood to the mind, which is meant to relax you, but is not meant for everybody. We're gonna start to walk those toes to meet the hands. We're gonna start to move the body here. We're gonna slowly rise, let the head come up last, take your time. Inhale the hands to the sky. And we're going to exhale to our first little heart opener, baby back bend, like the sun is just shining on you. Inhale up, exhale, swan dive. Remember, those fingertips are going to come all the way from the ankles to the shins to the knees, giving yourself a little gentle touch, a little gentle massage, taking it down. Bend the knees, step into another plank. That's right. We're going to drop our knees flat on our feet. Bend your elbows, nose to the earth. Inhale, bringing it into a little up dog. Maybe lifting off, maybe keeping those knees grounded. Back to down dog, yogis. We're gonna take that right leg into the sky. We're gonna stack those hips. That foot can stay nice and lengthened, or you can bend that knee towards your towel. We're just opening up those hips. Press the mat into the earth. That standing foot is grounded, rather from the toes or all the way down. Doesn't matter. You can have a nice gentle bend in that standing knee as well. Take your eyes in between your thumbs and float that foot there. When you arrive into that low lunge, take a moment here and just observe the movement in the body. Don't forget, you can take time to arrive to your pose. Remember, you're writing music here. We're gonna shift through those toes, shift through those toes, undulate the body from head to toe. And then we're gonna drop that back knee, flatten that back foot. We're gonna press through that front foot. Inhale, like the sun is rising, the hands float to the sky, maybe the eyes follow. And then sink the hips a little lower if it's in your practice. Exhale, press through that top foot, and then draw the hands back down where you found them. We're gonna tuck the toe, lift the knee. We're gonna come into a crescent lunge. This is a balance challenge. So repeating with that knee lifted, you can always keep that knee lowered. This time we're gonna draw the hands to our heart center. Yes, find your breath, breathe. Take the hands back to the sky like an arrow pointing up, release the hands, and slowly dip those hips, drop that knee as the hands come to the mat. And we're gonna shift our weight back as that front leg lengthens, toes toward your nose. The hands can go wherever you need support. And as we learned in Foundations of Props, your body's a prop, the floor is a prop, the mat's a prop, and of course, maybe even blocks, yes? Yeah. And just opening up that hamstring and quadriceps, getting some stretches in the body. Preparing to flow. Take another deep, delicious round of breath, and then shift your weight forward. We're gonna tuck the back toe, lift that knee, step that back foot forward, reverse sweep that high, but nice and gentle. Woo! Almost like you're just cutting through energy. Exhale, swan dive. Let those fingertips rub against your own leg as the fingers come up towards the knees. And then down toward the ankles. Bend and step into a plank. Feel free to take a vinyasa. If you don't know what I'm talking about, drop your knees, bend your elbows. And then your little still on a rock or up dog to down dog, which we all did together earlier, yes? You can always go straight to downward facing dog too. You've got this. Uh-huh. Left leg in the sky. Go ahead and stack those hips for that standing split. That toe can stay lifted, or you can bend that knee heel to toe. Take a moment here. Woo! And then eyes forward as that foot floats into a low lunge. Take a moment. Don't be in a hurry. Feel the pose in your body. You can always drop that back knee. Make any subtle adjustments to your body that you may need. It's always your practice. We're gonna drop that back knee, flatten that back foot, and then feel your hips dip as you inhale your hands up overhead. And then as you exhale, the hands by your side, and just feel the hips dip. Inhale, press through that front foot, and just feel the hands go up yet again. And then last time, exhale them by their side. Yeah, see how you're all making beautiful music? Inhale up. And then this time, hands to heart center, press them together, draw them down. Almost like you're taking energy up, drawing it back into your body. And then press the palms together, take that energy back, up, 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 up. And then releasing it, exhale the hands down. Tuck the toe, lift the knee. This is a balance challenge yet again. You can also choose to stay where you were just at. Inhale the hands up, and then down to your heart space. Palms are pressing together, engaging that core, giving you some power here. And then as you exhale the hands to the mat, this time we're gonna step the back foot to meet the front. And we're gonna shift into chair pose. So before we do, Go ahead and sink your tail a little bit lower. Inhale your hands up like the sun is rising. Instead of your legs lengthening, everything sinks a little deeper. Imagining that imaginary chair behind you, depending on how tight your quadriceps are will depend on how deep you go. There is no rules here. You can stay nice and high or sink a little lower. Fold forward, yogis. Half lift, let those fingertips touch the body, making that connection. Exhale, bring it down. We're gonna step into another plank. And we're gonna drop our knees, or you can take a vinyasa. Drop your knees, flatten your feet, bend your elbows, nose to the earth. Inhale, a little still on a rock. Tell your tail to your heels this time. Little kitty cat, peaceful warrior, child's pose. Whatever feels good here. Take a moment and check in with your breath as the flow becomes a little bit more intentional. You might notice that your breath is a little bit less intentional. Your heart rate is rising, activating that cardiovascular system here. All right, remembering the principles, whatever's touching the earth, make that mind-body connection there. Ground your energy at all times. Find your breath. Notice your inhales and exhalations. And then move your body like water, move your body like music. Write your song. We're gonna come into tabletop. Tuck your toes, down dog. Right leg in the sky, yogis, draw it in between the thumbs. Drop that back foot 90 degrees and look down behind you and just check it out. Press through that front foot and windmill or fly up. Woo! We're gonna flip our palms to the sky and drop our shoulders out of our body. Go ahead and take your eye gazes forward and just look at the palm of your hand. We're gonna inhale, we're gonna lengthen everything. We're gonna touch the palms together and enjoy that moment. And then exhale, palms facing down. And then flip the palms up as you slowly take it up, noticing that gentleness of the arms. And exhale. Uno mas, one more, inhale, rise. And then exhale, sink into it. Flip the palms up. And drop that front arm atop of that thigh, left arm way through the sky overhead. And maybe take your eyes toward the earth and release that neck. Or if you like, you can press your arm into your thigh, lifting your heart up to the sky. Maybe the hands float behind you, taking a bind. If your arm gets tired, make an adjustment, right? Do something new with the arms. Keep the waist down, nice and grounded. And your arms, your limbs, those are the paintbrushes. Do something new with them. Breathe. This is a powerful pose meant to feel every part of both feet pressing into the earth, feeling the big muscles of the body engage. Yes, yes, one more round. That's right. If not already, take your eyes to your front big toe. Press up and find your warrior. Eye gazes forward. You can stay high up on that thigh if that feels better for your body, or you can sink into those hips, whatever makes most sense. Yeah, keep it breathing. And then we're gonna slowly start to shift our weight back as we dance the warrior. Reverse it, make it peaceful. And yet again, take your eye gazes wherever the neck wants them to go, always. Feel the feet pressing into the earth, feel that connection. These are some of the most fundamental poses in yoga, and especially through flow. And just feeling how the poses just link together so beautifully. And on your next exhalation, we're gonna take it back to where we found it. We're gonna draw that back foot down as we windmill, helicopter, float back to the earth, step it into another plank, push directly into down dog and walk your toes to your hand. Bend your knees. We're going to reverse all the way back up like the sun is rising or a bird is flying. Exhale into a heart opener or like the rain is just pouring upon you. Inhale up. Exhale the slowest swan dive like your fingers are going through honey. Nice and slow. Woo! Go ahead and half lift. Feel those fingertips grazing through the tops of your legs to the knees. Exhale down. Bend the knees. We're going to step into another plank. And now you're wondering, whoa, okay, lots of planks in yoga. Feel free to take a vinyasa if it's in your practice. Otherwise, we're going to drop our knees, flatten our feet, bend our elbows. Our nose is going to come toward the earth. Inhale up to a little sill on a rock. And then exhale our tail to our heels. Take a moment. Remembering that you can always take this pose. You can go into your little turtle shell at any time in any yoga studio across the planet. Everyone knows you just need a moment to yourself. No questions asked. Reconnect with your breath. Notice if your heart rate maybe got a little intense there for you, right? And over time, as you get used to moving the body and connecting the poses together in a flow class, you will become more prepared. Your body will memorize and become more proficient and efficient at the movement. One more round of breath, lovelies. And then slowly come into tabletop. Take your time, no rush. We'll gently tuck our toes and find down dog. And then left leg in the sky in between the thumb. Take a moment, low lunge. Drop that back foot 90 degrees. Feel that front foot pressing into the mat. As you lift up, activating those front muscles of the body, we're gonna shift into warrior two. Flip your palms to the sky. Take a moment, take your eye gazes forward and just look at the palm. Like you're just holding life's purpose in the palm of your hand. Isn't that beautiful? Okay, inhale, lengthen and touch the palms together like, ooh, yeah, there's life's purpose. Exhale, palms down, eyes forward. Inhale, press and lengthen. And exhale, let it go. Find your breath, inhale. Last one, and exhale, release it. Flip the palms back to the sky, find your purpose, and then draw that hand to the, or that arm to the top of your leg. Left, roll right arm, not mirroring you, overhead, maybe taking it all the way. Yeah, yeah. Take your eyes wherever the neck wants you to go. And if you like, you can start to take a bind if that feels good. Maybe that top arm comes behind. Maybe you grab the back of your t-shirt or you just rest your palm on your tailbone or on a hip. Maybe you just enjoy that stretch and that lengthening. Most importantly, every time you practice, you just check in. Some days are different than others, yes? One more round of delicious breath here. And then take your eyes to the mat. Maybe look at your pose and press through that front foot and rise back to warrior. Take a moment here, and then we're just going to simply reverse it. That right arm's going to rest the top of the leg or maybe float behind your back or some other variation of choice here. Just checking in with yourself. Yet again, remember, we are stable from the hips down. The arms are accessories here, just painting the canvas. The longer you hold the pose, maybe you do something new with your neck and your eye gazes just to protect your body. One more round of breath here. And then we're going to slowly bring it back. We're going to helicopter all the way down. Feel free to take a vinyasa. You can go straight to down dog. You could drop your knees, flatten your feet. Nose to the earth, inhale like a little sill on a rock. Tuck your toes back to down dog. When you hear me say take a vinyasa, it's just a series of more advanced movements to get us back to down dog. If this is your first time practicing or you're very new to yoga, just drop your knees and take your time. the other things will come. Find your breath here. You can float to the top of your mat by bending your knees and literally floating up there, or you can walk up there like a normal human. Half lift and fold forward. Bend the knees, reverse, sweep it all the way back up to the sky. Inhale, rise. Exhale, open your heart, take a back bend. Yes, inhale up. This time, sweep your hands in front of you. Wiggle those fingertips like you're painting the canvas in front of you. Half lift, bend the knees, reverse, sweep it all the way back up. Hands to your heart center, yogis, bend the knees. And then let the sun rise. Chair pose. Yes, we're gonna take our arms into cactus and give them a little break here, which is an option, right? When we're a little tired in the shoulders. Find your breath. We're gonna sink a little lower if it's in your practice today. And then fold forward, half lift, bend the knees. We're gonna come into a little yogi ball. Take a moment here, acknowledge your toes. They're doing so much for you. If this is new to you and if this feels like a lot, don't worry, over time you'd be surprised at what your little yogi toes will come up with later. This is actually one of those poses where I really saw my own personal practice progress over the years. One more round of breath here, lovelies. We're gonna swivel toward the side wall. And we're gonna step out into one of the most fundamental functional poses that you could ever invite into your body. Teachers, what is that? Malasana. We're gonna go into a yogi squat. For many of us, this is really challenging before we have a regular practice. But your body in its own infinite wisdom remembers this, because this is how you eliminated and ate and hunted. So we just have to reintroduce it back. You can always choose sumo squat variation, right? So coming up and keeping your hands on your thighs and sticking your tail out behind you like a sumo squat wrestler. You can always have yourself on tippy toes, or you can sit on a block and take a chill pill. If you're sitting on a block, what we learned in prop class is you don't hover over the block like a public toilet. We sink into it, right? All right. So if you're sitting on a block, feel the block. Yeah, that worked, huh? You feel that block now. Again, whatever's touching the earth gets attention. Find your breath here. The challenge of Malasana or yogi squat is actually being present in it. So let's take a moment and see if you can just focus on your breath. One more round of breath if you have it in your practice today. Don't fret if this was a challenge for you. Remember what I said. Start to take your tail to the sky. And we're gonna heel toe out a little bit wider. And this is our Jane Fonda segment. So we're just gonna walk our fingers over to the right toes. Let your left side do whatever it intuitively needs to do to get you there. And you're just stretching. Bend a knee or two if you need to. So remember, yoga is that practice, and you know, Lee can attest to this because she's amazing. Yoga is that practice that shows up for you later. So what you do today shows up when it really matters one day. One more round of breath. And then on your exhalation, just walk your hands to the opposite side like a little panther. Remember, you're writing music here. If you can teach yourself to move through your practice, whether you're holding poses or flowing through poses, with the most grace possible, whatever that means for you, just noticing that you're a little bit more lighter, you're a little bit more feathery. You take those moments and you feel that connection. Sometimes that's hard for us, right? Especially if we don't have background in dance, or we're just not really inclined to pay that much attention to how our body's feeling. Well, now you will. And even when you're off of the mat, yogis, just notice yourself just, you know, floating to your car, you know, just gliding there. It's a lifestyle, right? You can't be chomping around and then try to invite the feather back. Okay, yogis, on an exhale, bring it center. We're gonna keep those toes diagonal. We're gonna bend the knees and bring our hands on top of our thighs, and we are gonna go into that sumo squat. So this was the option for Malasana. You're gonna feel your tail really pressing out behind you like a little duck. Invite that flexion in your lumbar spine, that little curvature, and just breathe into it. Releasing a lot of tension that needs to be released, yes? Not overthinking anything. If you need to soften your gazes to get a little bit more into it, or as I tell my children that I teach yoga to, close your eyes and go invisible. It works for adults too, I promise. Find your breath. Now we're going to release our hands off of our thighs. We're going to bring them forward like we're holding a beach ball, and we're going to pass it below to the person behind us, imaginary or not. And they're gonna pass it back. And this time we're gonna take our pelvis with us so our tail won't stick out like a duck anymore. Keep taking your hands and rotating those shoulders above and then draw them in cactus. Find your breath. This is a powerful pose, yogis. So if it feels a little bit strong on the body, it is. We're gonna inhale, lengthen, and exhale, deepen. With our breath, inhale. And exhale at your own pace. See if you could take it down a notch. You can just connect with your body here. If you want to turn this into a baby heart opener, you can honor that. If you want to draw the hands to your heart center instead of cactus, you can honor that. If it feels weird that I'm not telling you what to do, that's interesting, right? And just keep moving through whatever feels cool and natural and normal here. Tiff is giving you some info. If you feel weird, welcome to yoga. That weirdness is being back to yourself, back to your heart space, back to your center. It's who you are. Embrace it. Adulting is rah. Overrated. Find that little kid in you, that passion, that love, and let it show up in your expression of self here. You're in company of very like-minded individuals. And before you know it, you'll be doing this in the most strangest places, grocers and your own office, and then you have arrived. We're gonna take two more rounds of whatever it is that you're doing, and then we're gonna bring our hands to heart center and hold the pose as we start to wrap up today's class. Take a moment. Gently guide your palms to your thighs, find your sumo, and then slowly as you lengthen through the hands, fold forward. Go ahead and heel toe in all the way to a forward fold. Bend the knees and slowly roll up inch by inch, vertebra by vertebra. As your head comes up, inhale your hands up to the sky. Lengthen and stretch the body nice and tall and long. Exhale your hands to your heart. The palms are pressing together. Keep them flowing all the way to the earth as you fold forward, reversing the point of your fingers toward the mat. Like you've drawn energy from the sky and you're taking it to the earth. Half lift, bend the knees, and you're gonna step into your final plank. Yay. That's right, that's what we live for. Drop the knees, flatten the feet, take your final child's pose. Take a moment here, your legs can be separated, your belly can rest in between your thighs, you can rest your belly on top of your thighs, or you can make any other gentle modifications that make sense for you. Your forehead can rest atop of a block, or if it's touching the earth, maybe you'll give it a little massage. Check in with your body here. And in yoga, we try to teach, by Tiff, we love you. We try to teach lots of different ways to capture the breath into the body, right? So when you're in this pose, I want to bring to your consciousness, feeling your shoulder to shoulder, imagining that you have wings. And as you inhale, fill your lungs up in your body, feel your rib cage getting filled. And for those who are wearing something more constricting, like a sports bra, you might even feel that restriction. And you're breathing through the side body. And as you exhale, you release. So try to feel that separation from shoulder blade to shoulder blade. I'll come and give you a little somatic connection. Inhaling and feeling that connection. Inhaling and feeling that connection. Inhaling and feeling that connection. Inhaling, and as you feel that connection. And it feels very different than the big belly breath, right? So one more round here, yogis. Great work today. Every week is a different topic. We are just discussing some of the most simplistic foundations of the topic. Yoga is very simple, but it's not easy. So there's some nuances, and these are the nuances that we are covering. You're going to slowly begin to bring yourself back to a tabletop. Take your time. And then we're going to draw our tail to our heels. And we're going to sweep our feet around in front of us and draw the bottoms of the feet together. You can be in a nice extended diamond or butterfly. Go ahead and grab onto a body part so you can support yourself. Draw your shoulders into your ears, float them behind you. Tuck your chin into chest. And as you draw your shoulders down to the earth, you can invite a gentle stretch through the back of the body and through the chest. You're going to slowly let your heart encapsulate into your body by rounding your spine, drawing your belly button in, and then letting yourself relax. And if you like, you can stay here and just enjoy this gentle flexion in the body, or you can start to draw your nose towards your toes, maybe folding into like a little clam or some variation thereof, somewhere in between. Most importantly, find your breath and see if you can invite your body to relax into this variation of the pose. One more delicious round of breath here. And then you're gonna slowly roll up, walk your hands behind you, feel the bottoms of your feet touching themselves, and then lift your heart. You can tuck your chin if that feels good, you can lift your nose to the sky if that feels good, and just take a moment here. Letting the heart space open. One more round of breath here. We're gonna slowly bring the body back to neutral as the knees come together. You can thread your hands under or over, give yourself a hug. And we're gonna slowly make our way on our back by coming down onto forearms. Of course, if you're in a more advanced flow, there might be other ways to do a lot of things we did today. But most importantly, are you moving your body with grace? Take your hands overhead, stretch your body nice and long, a nice batter, yay, stretch. And then draw your knees back into your body. So rule of thumb, trying to master the pose, get into the pose, punk around through poses, not the goal, right? We want our body to calmly enter and exit out of poses, ideally with our breath. That's better for the nervous system, it's better for your muscles. We want to drink lots of water when we leave our classes because yoga is like a deep tissue massage, which has its plus and minuses in and of itself. And the more you honor your body and honor your practice, the more likely you are to repeat it. Hopefully starting to work in a bit of a daily practice with gentle movement, breath work, intentional thoughts, gratitude, and working your way up to a deeper, more profound yogic practice. We're gonna drop the feet to the mat, maybe taking some windshield wipers. Maybe it feels good to take some twists or turns of the body here. Just checking in with your body, seeing what came up for you, and releasing any tension that might be present there. We are right on time. If it feels good, you can drop your knees to one side and kind of hold to that pose for a little bit longer before taking it on the other side, just getting a gentle twist of the body as well. Take a few more rounds of whatever it is you're doing. We're gonna slowly start to settle our body down into its final resting pose. We try to never skip Shavasana or skip this relaxation part of your practice, just so everything that came before is memorized in the body as a good thing. Yoga is a somatic practice, so there's a lot that can come up in the body, through the body, from the body, and the mind, emotionally, mentally, physically. So it's unlike any other practice that you may experience in that respect. So we want to honor that. As you slowly bring yourself down to your final resting pose of choice, take your time. Perhaps you're just lying on your back in traditional Shavasana. You can also lay on your belly or on your side. We're going to take a moment here, and we're just going to acknowledge our breath work before we settle down. Take a moment first and just feel the body pressing into the mat. Start to relax through the forehead. Feel your eyebrows relax. Feel your eyelids relax. Relaxing the shoulders, let them get heavy. Feel your elbows relax. Palms of your hands. Each and every finger. Feel your belly rise and fall. Feel the back of your body pressing into the earth, feeling that support. Feel your hips relax, your right hip, your left hip. Feel the back of your right knee, the back of your left knee. Feel the right ankle relax, the left ankle. Feel the toes on the left foot, the toes on the right foot. And feel the body relax. Start to bring your awareness back to your breath. Allow your inhales to get more intentional, filling your lungs. And let the exhales be slow and deliberate and even longer than the duration of the inhale. Nice, long exhale. With every exhalation, you get more relaxed until you're in complete, final resting pose. Relax. Beginning to breathe life into your body. Wiggling your toes, your fingers, your nose. Perhaps rolling over onto the left side of your body. Drawing your knees into your body. And just taking a moment here. With your eyes gentle, slowly float to a seated posture of choice. And we will end today's session by inhaling our hands up towards the sky, like that butterfly. Draw the palms of the hands together, heart center. Gently tucking your chin toward your chest, maybe drawing the palms on top of each other over your heart space. And let's take a moment and let's bring to mind our gratitude for our health, our motivation. Maybe remembering the dedication you set at the beginning of your practice, or just simply your why. Why is this a part of your experience? Why yoga? May we offer each and every one of us lots of love. Let's send love all around the room. And just feeling that connection of practicing in community with like-minded humans. And let's take a deep inhalation to seal in those intentions. Yet, practice non-attachment and let it go. Thank you so much for allowing me to guide you through your personal practice today. Please go in peace. Namaste. Thank you, everyone. Great practice. This was probably one of the more challenging foundations classes. And let me see if I can tell you. Thank you so much for listening to Yoga Podcast created in 2018. Did you know that you can listen to hundreds of free audio yoga classes dedicated to meditation, mindfulness practices, and of course, asana, as well as tons of amazing information for your personal and sacred practice on and off of the mat? Check out today's show notes for a link to my website, lovebreezybreeyoga.com. You will also find a link to iloveyogatherapy.org, a new online resource center for yoga therapy and somatic healing practices and techniques. You will find a ton of information, videos and articles and case studies if you are interested in learning more about yoga therapy and Ayurvedic practices. Thank you so much for listening. Go in peace. Namaste. Thank you.